You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the June 13th episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Coming up on today's episode, we will hear from Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Sam Presti, all of that in the first segment as we talk about what Mark Stein of the New York Times had to say, which is George with a 50-50 shot of staying in Oklahoma City and better odds than what most people were giving at the beginning of this offseason. Why is it working out that way? Ultimately, what does Oklahoma City have to sell that maybe some other teams can't give Paul George right now? So that is your segment one. Segment two, the issues facing the Golden State Warriors coming up this offseason and offseasons down the road. How easy is it going to be for them to keep their dynasty together when Draymond Green could be qualifying for a Supermax as early as next season? And then finally, we wrap things up with Russell Westbrook talking about Trae Young. Trae Young, the wild card in the NBA draft, which is just 9 days away, according to ESPN. So how good will Trae Young be? We'll get Russell Westbrook's thoughts on that. My name is Eric G. I did radio here in Oklahoma City for a bit. I'm a credentialed member of the media. I work for another publication called Thunder Digest. And as always, I encourage you that if you like what you hear, please check out all our podcasts at LockedOnThunder.com. So let's go ahead and get started today and talk about what Mark Stein said concerning Paul George. And that is, it's a 50-50 possibility that he remains as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he's not the first. Again, nothing that's come out about Paul George in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, hasn't already been said. There's not a lot of, you know, real groundbreaking information, but he is saying that it's the Lakers and it's the Thunder, and Paul George is deciding whether or not he wants to go home and play for his hometown team, or he wants to stay here in Oklahoma City. Let's go back. And let's go back further than the exit interview to a few weeks ago. This was early in April when Paul George had an interview with Rachel Nichols of ESPN and then was asked about that here in Oklahoma City during one of the media sessions after, I think it was either practice or shoot around. Paul George was asked about the possibility of staying in OKC and remaining a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
My answer is the same. You know, as I told Rachel, I can see myself being here. I've been happy here. I've been happy with the organization. Been happy with my teammates. I reckon it's not what we want it to be, but I think I've enjoyed just learning and being around these guys. So my answer is still the same. I'm not going to let playoffs or how we finish this season persuade or indicate where I'm going to go this offseason. I'm going to put everything into this. And, you know, again, I could definitely see myself being here.
There's kind of a perception, I'm sure, as you're aware, you kind of alluded to it, that, like, it's on the line for the Thunder. They've got to impress you with the results here. And that every game there kind of seems to be that underlying factor. Do you sense that? Do you feel that? That people kind of react to games that way?
Not necessarily. I mean, this is our first year together. This is year one for this group. We got a chance to win it all, but realistically, it takes time for things to build and chemistry to mesh and just for everybody to be on the same page. So this wasn't a championship or bust coming into this for me. It was just an opportunity to see what it's like to be here and just to, naturally just fall in love with it. And it's been that. It's been a lot of love here.
So we know that winning a championship wasn't a prerequisite for Paul George to stay here. And I've always cautioned that just because he said that winning a championship wasn't a prerequisite, he never really said what were the prerequisites of staying here. Paul George has been very careful in choosing his words, and it's something that at least I have, and I think you probably have as well, is you're sort of trying to read between the lines. What exactly is Paul George saying? What are the telltale signs that we know what Paul George is going to do in the offseason. And so far, he's not tipping his hat one way or the other, or he's not tipping his hand one way or the other. And that is, it's a little bit frustrating as a fan, but as a player, that's the way you've got to play it out, because you don't want to end up in Kevin Durant land where you've said all these things and you've really praised your old team and your old city, and it looks so much like you're going back there that when you make the heel turn and decide to go and play for the ultimate enemy, that you get all these fingers pointed at you, especially if you're concerned about who's validating your career and who's not. And the Thunder certainly can sell Paul George on some things. One of the biggest things they can sell Paul George on, compared to the Los Angeles Lakers, is you're familiar with this team. You know that Russell Westbrook's going to be here. Steven Adams is a guy that seems to be on the verge of becoming an all-star. Patrick Patterson's coming back. If Andre Robertson can stay healthy, everybody certainly felt like that last year was going to be a lot better. Plus, Paul George has always said, this is year one, which if you're reading between the lines, gives you hope in him saying that, yeah, there's more. This was just the first year. We need to see what we can do in year two or three, and that no doubt can pique Paul George's interest. Here's Sam Presti on the recruitment of Paul George.
With respect to, you know, his future, this is what I can tell you. You know, from the day that he arrived, we really made a specific and intentional effort to build a relationship with Paul and his representation built on three things: collaboration, transparency, and trust. And those tenets were followed throughout the year and continue to be. I feel really strongly about the relationship. I feel great about the communication and the honesty because of the way we started the relationship. And, you know, the fact that PG is extension eligible based on the way his contract is set up, and obviously it doesn't make a lot of sense economically for him to look at that. And we obviously can't have any conversations with respect to a new contract until July, and obviously haven't done that. But it opens up opportunity to have conversation about the team, about the future, non-economic, about the opportunity to build something, the opportunity to hear his thoughts on working to continue to enhance the relationship on and off the floor with Westbrook, which I think has been a really joy to watch those two guys work together and learn each other, especially off the floor, to be honest with you, really become close. And the opportunity to look into that and then also have that dialogue has really encouraged us. It's made us feel good about you know, where he is in his mind, about the Thunder, where he is with his approach to things. And again, we're looking forward to the opportunity in July to have, you know, a more official conversation and one that can be more specific with respect to a deal. But that window was beneficial for us, I would say that. And I really want to commend the all parties for the transparency of those conversations and the relationships that have been built.
I want you to think about your own life for a second. And think about the job that you're in now and just ask yourself this. Are you happy where you're at? You get along with the people that you work with. Company seems to value the work that you're doing. They're paying you pretty well. And then all of a sudden another offer comes along and they can pay you more. But it's a lateral move. It's not really a step up. There might be a few more perks. You might get better insurance, might have the opportunity to get some stock options, but you still have to kind of earn your way for those around you. Because everything that you've done in the past, while it might be impressive, it doesn't matter to the new company you're at because they want to see what you can do for them. Is it worth it to make that move? And that's what Paul George right now is considering for the Lakers. Sure, he's got this great resume, but he hasn't done it with the Lakers, and the Lakers are an organization that when you get a guy like Paul George, you expect him to come in and elevate that organization to a level that Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson and Shaq and Kareem and Jerry West, all these guys elevated it to. You've got to go make the Lakers a championship organization. You're just one more You're just one more guy in a galaxy of stars that has to perform with some very exceedingly high expectations. Where in Oklahoma City, I don't think any of us expect the Thunder to win a championship next year. We want them to win a championship. We expect them to be competitive. We expect them to be better if Paul George is here, but we're certainly not saying deliver the O'Brien trophy or get the hell out. So Paul George is thinking about all this. And not only that, he's had a bonding experience with Russell Westbrook, and I'm sure Russell's recruiting him, and Russell talked about that in his exit interview.
We obviously had previous relationships before the season, but to get through a season and figure out, brotherhood is like, you know, those guys are, somebody I can always look up to, different things they brought to the game, not just on the court, but off the court. I think us bonding as brothers was the biggest thing for me. That's always the most important thing for me, is making sure that, you know, basketball is a short stint of your life, but friendships and different things like that go longer than that. And that was always the most important thing for me, is making sure that we bonded and understood, you know, our upbringing, you know, where we come from, know a little bit about, you know, each one of us personally, and that was the most important thing.
How big a role will you play in trying to get those guys to return to Oklahoma City?
My job is to make sure those guys are comfortable in doing the what's right for them and their families. It's not up to me to make a decision on what they do. My job is to make it easy for them, whether, you know, they're here or they're not. Just making sure, like I said before, basketball is a short stint of our lives, but making sure that relationships stay most important.
Russell, with that said, you guys have quite a few teams that turned over rosters as much as you guys have the last 2 years. Would you like to just have some consistency and see where you can go with this bunch?
We have a great team, and, you know, obviously getting everybody back would be ideal and be number one thing, and, hopefully we can do that.
Here on the Thunder Podcast, we use a three-letter term. TBD means to be determined. That's it. Nothing really new on the Paul George front, but just some interesting things to think about. And ultimately, what's happening with Paul George is he's had a year in Oklahoma City. Sam Presti, according to Mark Stein, has done a really good job of pitching Paul George a future here in OKC. Whatever that may entail, he's pitching him that future. Paul George, at minimum, is intrigued by it. And he seems to be getting along with Russell Westbrook, which, knowing anything about Russ, and knowing what I know about him and just my interactions with Russ, that's no small feat. And Russ's reputation around the league has been he's not a guy that you can get along with. He's very concerned about his individual stats. Well, none of that seems to be bothering Paul George. And Paul George has said throughout the year to anyone that'll listen, it's up to us to help him. And Paul George might just like being a part of that, and we may, in fact, see him here as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder once July 1st comes and goes. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. We are part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Coming up next in segment two, just how difficult is it for Golden State, or how difficult will it be for Golden State to keep that dynasty together? We'll tell you next. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am Eric G. Want to thank you for joining us again today. Whenever you may be listening to this, either on your drive home or midday today at lunch, whatever it is, thank you just for taking a little bit of time out and to make us a part of your day. We greatly appreciate that. And remember, you can get more podcasts at LockedOnThunder.com. So the Golden State Warriors are facing some major issues right now. And their owners already said Kevin Durant can sit his price. We'll give him whatever he wants. What else are you going to say about the two-time finals MVP? Of course, you're going to pay Kevin Durant whatever he wants. And next year, Kevin Durant may have the opportunity to earn more because of the new collective bargaining agreement. Or they may just throw a lot of money at him right now, lock him up long-term. And KD may be very willing to do that. But now comes the heart and soul of the team, which is Draymond Green. Kevin Durant's the best player, but Draymond is the heart and soul. And Draymond Green, next year, if he's the defensive player of the year, which is certainly not a stretch of the imagination to say, or he's the MVP, which Despite the fact that he is the most valuable player in that organization, he's not winning MVP honors in the NBA anytime in his career. So he wins the Defensive Player of the Year. All of a sudden, he becomes eligible for a Supermax deal, which Draymond Green, according to sources and according to our good friends at Pro Basketball Talk, really wants that Supermax, so he's not going to sign an extension this year with Golden State. And then there's Klay Thompson, who is apparently willing to give a discount to stay at Golden State. And that goes back to the whole Paul George thing. If you like who you're playing with and you're accomplishing a lot and you're happy where you are, is more money going to make you happy? Well, here's what I would say to Klay Thompson, and this is going to contradict a lot of what I said in that first segment. Eventually, there comes a point where you do have to think of you. And you do have to understand that you're reaching the point of diminishing returns. And what I would say to Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, what I would say to all of them, I mean, the first question that I would ask, go ask, are you happy here? Do you like what you're doing? All right. And if the answer to that is yes, and you honestly don't think you can find happiness anywhere else, then there really is no reason for you guys to break up. And Klay, if you want to take less, man, more power to you. Good on you for doing that and keeping it together. But if there is some part of you that is wondering what it might be like someplace else, if there is some part of you that isn't made whole by the situation, then you do have to leave. And there's nothing wrong with leaving for taking more money. There's nothing wrong with what Kevin Durant did, as much as we don't like it, leaving for the opportunity to win a championship and just having a new experience. And if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm weighing out all those options. His father says, don't be so quick to think that Klay is going to take a discount. And the thing I've got to ask Klay is if I'm not enjoying it, I'm not being made whole. This isn't when I wake up in the morning and my whole day doesn't center around how much I can't wait to get to the gym to hang out with these guys, then yeah, I'm starting that list of the pros and the cons of staying at Golden State, and do I want to go someplace else and make more money and have a new experience, because is another ring going to make me happy? And that's essentially the whole theme of the theme of this podcast is happiness. What makes you happy as a person? And how likely are you to get that either in your current situation or another situation? And as somebody who thought that I was going to get more happiness going from one situation to another, I can tell you firsthand that can bite you in the ass. And there's sometimes maybe you've got to make your own happiness, and I understand don't depend on a job for your happiness. I understand that now a lot more than what I used to, but I do think that there is something to be said for enjoying life and enjoying all the experiences around you, and it's just too short for you not to have great experiences as much as you possibly can, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So if I'm Klay Thompson, and I'm the Golden State Warriors, and I'm Draymond Green, I'm just wondering, what does all this get me? Sure, if you're the Warriors, you want to be a dynasty. You want to hang banners left and right. But I'm going to tell you, hanging banners, at some point, you can just see it on guys' face. It gets overrated. Because, like Steve Kerr said, man, this was maybe the most insightful thing that's been said in sports in a long time, which is how... He goes, once you win that championship, it doesn't complete you as a person. And you do realize there comes that day after, that 2 days after, you realize, I got to get up and do this all over again. And now what am I doing this again for? Because I've reached the goal. What's the new goal? How do I keep doing this over and over? And Doug Peterson yesterday told the biggest lie in sports, the biggest lie ever, when he's talking about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz and the quarterback battle / controversy in Philadelphia. He says there's no ego involved. Well, there better damn well be ego involved when there's a competition. And when you're doing anything that's worth doing, you better have some ego with it. Because if you don't, you're never going to do your best. And ultimately, that's what we strive for every day, is doing our best, being happy and doing our best. And I just wonder, if all of Klay Thompson's needs, self-needs, are really being met. And I wonder about that with Draymond Green, too, because if he really wants a Supermax and Golden State's hesitant to give it to him, if I'm Draymond, I walk, because I'm thinking, without me, you can't do this. You may have talent, but you don't have the heart. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am Eric G., part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. He's the biggest wild card in the NBA draft. So what does Russell Westbrook think about Trae Young? We'll get to that next. Go to LockedOnSports.com and check out the Locked On NBA podcast as they're doing mock drafts, man. This is some really good podcast stuff. I almost said really good radio. Might as well be really good radio. But if you want some insight on how the draft's going to go, which we are 9 days away, LockedOnNBA.com has done a phenomenal job and second to none draft coverage right now. Find out how the draft is going to play out with LockedOnNBA.com. The most intriguing person in this year's NBA draft is Trae Young. ESPN says Trae Young has just as good a chance to become an all-star as he does a bust. I'm leaning on the bust side just because I sense a lack of maturity in Trae Young. I just do. He looks so great in the first half of the year, not so great in the second half. And I hope wherever he gets drafted, he has somebody that can take him under his wing and he's not expected to be a face of an organization right away. Here's Russell Westbrook on the former OU player, OU freshman, Trae Young.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job, man. He's put the work in and put himself in a great position to lead a team. He's leading the country. Scoring and assists, which is amazing to see him doing such great things.
Look, I wish nothing but the best for Trae Young, but I do see him as a guy that needs to be molded, and without that guidance there, this could get disastrous. It's just that simple. He strikes me as that guy that's going to need someone to show him how to be a professional. That does it for us today at the Locked On Thunder Podcast. We thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow because, well, we are your team every day. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And until tomorrow, we always say, everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.